USA News, I'm Lance Prime. After three separate votes Tuesday, House Republicans failed to reach an agreement on who Speaker of the House should be. Democrats remain united around Hakeem Jeffries, the New York representative in the minority position. It should be noted no business can be conducted until a speaker is elected. They'll try again later today. Former Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard on Fox News says politics is changing, but not for the better.
Political parties are getting more powerful, and individual representatives that we, the people, elect are getting weaker. And the more powerful these political parties become, who really only care about their own interest in advancing their own power, they use that power to bully individual representatives to do whatever it is they want.
In Manhattan, New York, Tuesday, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to fraud and other criminal charges. His trial is set to begin in 9 months. More information is being released following a snowplow accident that left actor Jeremy Renner in the hospital Sunday.
Washoe County Sheriff Darren Balam says Renner was helping clear his neighbor's roads and retrieve a stuck car when he got out of his snowplow to talk to a family member.
At this point, it is observed that the piston bullet started to roll. In an effort to stop the rolling piston bullet, Mr. Renner attempts to get back into the driver's seat of the piston bullet. Based on our investigation, it's at this point that Mr. Renner is run over.
The Oscar-nominated actor was flown to a Nevada hospital where he's being treated for blunt chest trauma and severe orthopedic injuries. On Tuesday afternoon, Renner shared a photo on social media showing his bruised and swollen face with the caption, "Thank you all for your kind words. I'm too messed up now to type, but I send love to you all. I'm Victoria Idoni."
The sun is at its closest point to Earth today, also known as perihelion day. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin continues to improve, according to his uncle. DeMar remains in critical condition. His oxygen-assisted intake has gone from 100% to 50% since arriving at the hospital. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced the suspended game against the Bengals and Bills will not be resumed this week. Another drug to help fight COVID-19 has become available for your doctor to prescribe.
Now that the FDA says pharmacists can prescribe Paxlovid directly to COVID patients, CVS Pharmacy is preparing to do so.
We are the first pharmacy in the United States that has pharmacists that prescribe Paxlovid.
Nicole Henry with CVS Health says those who test positive can schedule a phone consultation to see if they're eligible for Paxlovid and either pick up the medication or have it delivered. That means you can avoid going to the emergency room or urgent care for treatment. I'm Jeremy Scott.
China has suggested that travel restrictions imposed by several countries on Chinese arrivals are politically motivated and has warned that the communist country may retaliate. The United States, India, and the UK are among the nations that have introduced mandatory testing for arrivals from China. The country has had a surge in COVID cases following the easing of their lockdowns. Recent storms in California are helping to ease the drought. Sean DeGuzman with the California Department of Water Resources.
Our snowpack is actually off to one of its best start in the past 40 years. However, that doesn't mean we're out of the woods quite yet.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama. Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
level. Me just like full time. Only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!